T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese, Johnny Marks, Mike Reese. And joining us right now, a senior NFL writer for CBSSports.com. And you can troll him. I mean, follow him on Twitter. It's at Will Brinson. And he joins us right now. Will, what's up, man?
What's going on, guys?
Well, first of all, thank you. Thank you, because it's July, and you wrote something that, honestly, I know that you have to choose five names, and saying the Eagles is one of those five wasn't going to make the playoffs. And while I don't necessarily agree with you, I don't think it's absurd to think that the Eagles would be one of the teams that missed the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal.
Well, I do.
You got to pick. That's fine. You're entitled. Uh-huh. Look, the Eagles might not miss the playoffs. The Eagles might win the Super Bowl again. The Eagles might stomp everybody's faces and cruise to a division title. That's definitely in the realm of possibility, and I wouldn't be surprised. This isn't even full disclosure. I'm just trying to make sure people know. I picked the Eagles to win the division last year. Like, I was on the Eagles before the season began. Mm-hmm. I nearly picked them to go to the Super Bowl, but I erred on and went with a different type of bird, which I will not disclose on the trade.
No.
But at any rate, here's the thing. When you look at you only have 12 teams to pick from. And I think that you could make a viable case that just like the Eagles could, you know, not regress, but just deal with some of the attrition that comes with being successful and trying to follow up a successful season, that you could also see a team like the Rams end up taking a step back. I think you could see certainly.
I said
any
that.
One
I
of the,
yeah.
yeah. I said
any
that.
One of the three. Any one of the three, and maybe two of the three, obviously not three of the three, but two of the three NFC South teams could take a step back, and I had the Panthers on that list as well.
So make your case, Will, for us. Make your case. Make the case for Ike on why the Eagles potentially could miss the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you have an Eagles team that is dealing with a lot of serious injuries to key players, or at least key players coming back from serious injuries. I know Carson Wentz is recovering well from his ACL, and that we know ACLs are much easier to come back from, but it still takes really close to 12 or 18 months to get your full explosion back. I mean, this is a quarterback who relies on his legs. Now, the case can be made that the Eagles have Nick Foles as a backup, and I love Nick Foles. Really impressed with what he did. Think he's one of the better backups in the league, but he's a streaky quarterback. Anyone who's watched his career knows that. I mean, he didn't play well at the end of the regular season last year. He just caught fire down the stretch in the playoffs. Jason Peters, fantastic player, but he's 36 and coming back from a major lower body injury to play tackle. Timmy Jernigan now dealing with a back injury that, you know, when you talk about a man of his size, that's not an easy thing to deal with. Jordan Hicks coming back from an Achilles tear. That, you know, that takes a lot of time to return in terms of explosion. Alshon Jeffrey was a warrior through the playoffs, battled right through a shoulder injury, but now he's getting it fixed. He's going to be coming back from that.
Mm-hmm.
Darren Sproles, one of my favorite players ever to suit up in the NFL, is still old and coming back from a combo ACL and broken arm. I mean, they lost LeGarrette Blount, who I know that, you know, kind of gets, you know, cast aside a little bit, but he was a hammer in that offense. You know, can Jay Ajayi be that feature back that he, you know, was for a nice stretch in Miami before they traded him? There's just a lot of people, you know, and the Eagles were top, I think they were 13th last year in adjusted games lost per Football Outsider. So they were banged up, but they really didn't miss that many injuries. They were just about average. If the injury bug hits and if attrition of the coaching staff manages to take a toll, I mean, Frank Reich, look, Doug Peterson's a great coach. I mean, he deserves, Mike Lombardi and everybody else deserves everything Jason Kelsey gave him about Doug Peterson at that parade. But he is losing his offensive coordinator. He is losing his quarterbacks coach, and that stuff makes a difference.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Howie Roseman's done a great job building out a deep and talented roster that could overcome all this stuff. But when you look at the NFC in totality, it's entirely possible that a 10-win team could miss the playoffs this year, and it wouldn't be stunning if the Eagles were that team.
Yeah, I'd be shocked. And here, I'm about to, instead of picking apart everything you just said, because those are plausible cases that could be made as to why they would take a step back or not make the playoffs this year. I get that. That little, I don't know what it was, that stat you gave us about adjusted wins or what have you, and bodies, people being injured or what have you. Well, I don't think anyone lost the caliber of players that the Eagles lost. I think on the surface, if you're just counting bodies, yeah, there are teams that lost the same amount of players, but they didn't lose those caliber of players at those key positions. But forget about that stuff. Here's where no one can convince me that the Eagles aren't going to make the playoffs, and here's why. Even if they aren't as good as they were last year, which one of these teams in the NFC East are going to be better than the Eagles? Because all the Eagles have to do, even if they only win 9 games, all they have to do is win the NFC East to make the playoffs. So I have to be convinced that the Giants somehow are going to be better than the Eagles this year, or the Cowboys, or the Washington Redskins. And that, I just can't see how any one of those three teams are going to finish better than the Eagles this year.
Well, see, that's what's so fascinating about this argument, and it's where Twitter and people are like, "Oh, this guy's looking for clicks," come into play. And I'm really not. Like, I don't. It's July. Like, I don't. You can subscribe to my podcast, the Pick Six Podcast, daily, Monday through Friday, in your inbox by 6 a.m. that I care about. I don't give a bleep about clicks. I mean, whatever, clicks are clicks. But here's the thing about the NFC East. Last year at this time, we were looking at the NFC East and saying, how on earth are the Cowboys not going to be great next year, even if the defense isn't good? They have this rookie of the year. They have the Dak Prescott is developing into this potential superstar. You know, we have a situation where Zeke Elliott is the best, maybe the best running back in the league. This is the best offensive line in the league. They just won 13 games. How could they possibly take a step back? Well, they did. And at that same time, the Eagles were 7-9, coming off a last place finish. That's how quickly things change in the NFL. I don't buy what the Giants have done. I don't think that taking a running back number 2 overall is a smart move. But I do think that the Giants have enough gas in the tank to put together a 500 or better season. Their schedule is rough, but they added Nate Solder. They add Will Hernandez in the draft, so they beefed up the left side of their offensive line. Their wide receivers are just good. I mean, yeah. Odell Beckham, Sterling Shepard, Evan Ingram's fantastic. I think Saquon Barkley, I would be stunned if he doesn't have 1,500 scrimmage yards. And then their defense should make a, should be better than it was last
year. It's all about the quarterback
year.
And the coach.
What about Eli?
Sure, yeah, but I think they upgraded their coaching staff. Pat Shurmur
definitely.
And James Becker are better than what they had.
Yes.
The Redskins to me are the team that nobody's talking about. I don't understand why.
Because Jay Gruden is the head coach.
No, he's a good coach. He's the second best coach in the division.
Probably.
Shurmur, whom I love personally, Pat Shurmur is for other reasons, and Jason Garrett in Dallas. Okay, if you want to go with Jay Gruden there, okay. Hey, that's not saying a whole lot.
I think Jay Gruden over Jason Garrett all day.
I would too. Yeah.
And Alex Smith, and we're talking to Will Brinson, CBS Sports. You can read his article on CBSSports.com, or we tweeted this out. Ben, yeah, you just follow him on Twitter, Will Brinson.
Would you agree, Will, with what the Eagles did this offseason and the additions that they added, even with some of the guys they left, you can make an argument that the Eagles are the most talented team, certainly in the NFC East, but you can make an argument top to bottom, they are the most talented team in the NFC, if not the entire league.
I think you can make a case that they had the deepest, most talented roster in the NFL, and
yes.
I wouldn't disagree with that case. I've written this. We did a piece like, "What's the fatal flaw for each team?" earlier this offseason, and that's when you take a hard look at the depth chart and try to figure out what is going to cause this team to go off the rails. And I think that the Eagles and the Saints were the two teams that I looked at. I can't find anything unless stuff just goes wrong. But this is the NFL.
Sure,
if things go wrong. You're operating in a small sample size world, and when you have injuries to certain positions, there's a trickle down effect. Look at Carson Wentz's rookie year when the Eagles did finish 7-9. Lane Johnson missed a ton of time, and it badly affected that team. Like he's a stud. I mean, if for whatever reason somebody like Lane Johnson goes down, or let's say Alshon Jeffrey isn't recovered from his shoulder surgery and misses time, and you have to slide The things you have to do where Mike Wallace slides into the one, Nelson Aguilar has to increase his targets. He's not as wide open in terms of operating out of the slot, and Mac Hollins has to step up. I mean, look, Zach Ertz is there. He's a stud, too. I'm just saying there are scenarios where, because of the injuries that these guys are coming back from, perhaps the Eagles start slow out of the gates, and if that happens, maybe they end up finishing 9-7 or 10-6. And that's not a bad record.
And you missed the playoffs.
But it might not get you in the playoffs.
Yep.
Yeah, sure.
Well, there you have it, Ike. Compelling case made by Will Brinson on why it's a possibility, and it could be one of the teams, Ike.
No, a case made by Will. I wouldn't say compelling. I'd say a case.
Oh, man.
We appreciate it, though, Will, man.
All right, Will. Talk to you soon, brother.
Yeah, guys. Take it easy.
All right, Thank you, brother. Will Brinson.
Yeah, case made by Will.
All right, well, how about this? All right?
I mean, I can make the same case. That Jeff Gallardi and his goons will be standing at the tunnel of every game waiting to whack every key player that steps on the field for the Eagles.
Galooly.
That's what I said.
Exactly. last repeat NFC East winner, Ike?
The Eagles.
In what year?
2004.
Ooh, 2005. Oh, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
All right.
When's the last time we had a quarterback in this division as good as Carson Wentz?
Who am I asking? A Cowboy fan? Dak Prescott.
I'm asking any of those teams.
888-729-9494. So you heard the case by Will Brinson.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The possibility of the Eagles not making the playoffs. How would you react to that? What's the one word or two that you would use? Absurd? Decent? Potentially? 888-729-9494. Possible?
Not
Marks
likely.
And Reese Show. Ike Juice Hotline. Tell us what you think. 215-625-6586. React to everything we're talking about. 215-625-6586. We come back with you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.